This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 16th of June. There is a warning of gales in Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 600 miles west of Seoul, 1014. Expected North Rockall, 1010 by 1800 on Monday. High Fitzroy, 1030. Expected Plymouth, 1029 by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Westerly or southwesterly backing southerly later, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Sierra. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times. Moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. West backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at 1st and 4th. Occasional rain, mainly in Cromarty. Moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in northeast Fisher. Mainly fair. Good. Humber, Thames, Dover. West 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair. Moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and south. Mainly fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 in southeast, perhaps gale 8 later in far southeast. Thundery showers later in southeast. Good, occasionally poor later in east. South Fitzroy. Northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in southeast. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, East Seoul. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. West Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, South Shannon. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, except in Lundy. Drizzle later in West Seoul and South Shannon. Moderate or good. North Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly becoming cyclonic later in Rockall and Hebrides 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, cyclonic becoming southwest for a time 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fairisle, Faroes, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, then backing south later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 4, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 4, rain, 2 miles, 1017, now falling. Lerwick, west by south 5, recent drizzle, 13 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Wake Automatic, northwest 3, 12 miles, 1018, now falling. Aberdeen, north 2, 15 miles, 1019, rising. Lookers, southwest by west 3, 35 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 3, 35 miles, 1022, rising. Bridlington, west 3, 1023, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 5 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 2 miles, 1026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1026, rising slowly. Jersey, west northwest 3, 9 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 4, 5 miles, 1028. Silly Automatic, west northwest 3, 9 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west by north 2, 5 miles, 1,027, rising. Aberporth, southwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south 3, 14 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 3, 22 miles, 1,025, rising. Valentia, south by west 2, 12 miles, 1,027, now falling. Ronaldsway, south-southwest 1, 16 miles, 1,025, rising more slowly. Malin Head, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1,022, steady. And Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast 1, 15 miles, 1,023, now falling. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 15th of June. The general situation: a west to southwesterly airflow will bring some rain or showers to many northern and northwestern waters during the next 24 hours. In the south and east, high pressure will bring settled conditions with only light to moderate breezes. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath and northern Orkney, but becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time. Fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest backing southwest, then becoming variable later, 2 or 3, occasionally 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southwest 3 or 4 for a time later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, then increasing 5 or 6 later in north. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest, but becoming variable for a time in Liverpool Bay, 2 to 4, then backing south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, west or southwest 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Occasional rain at first in north, good, occasionally moderate at first in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or drizzle at times in north, mainly at first. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later near Col, Tyree, Western Mull and Ardnamurchan Point. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor at first in north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time, then occasionally 7 later. Rain at times, fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, backing southerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. That completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the end of our schedule. The BBC World Service will be keeping us going through the night until Radio 4 returns to the airwaves at 5 a.m. in the company of Jane Steele. Another listening option right now is classic Desert Island Discs. Sue Lawley's castaway is Glenda Jackson in a programme recorded in 1997 when Glenda Jackson was serving as Transport Minister in Tony Blair's new government. That's about to start on Radio 4 Extra shortly. Thanks for being with us here on Radio 4. From me, Ron Brown, my colleague Vigi Alice in the newsroom and the team at Broadcasting House in London. Do have a calm and peaceful night and a good start to the week ahead. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. As missile strikes by Israel and Iran continue, the Israelis say they've killed more senior figures in the Iranian regime.
They attacked their chief nuclear scientist working. It's like Hitler's nuclear scientists. Would you leave them? Of course not. We attacked their top command. I can inform you that moments ago, we also got the chief intelligence officer and his deputy in Tehran, because we're now over the skies of Tehran.
Meanwhile, reports Donald Trump stopped Israel killing Iran's supreme leader. Funerals take place for some of the 270 victims of the Air India plane crash, while the families of others are in limbo.
The government has told us nothing about when they will give the body. My uncle's son even identified it. And still, they've kept my brother inside and not told us anything about it.
Mass protests against tourists in cities across Spain, as well as Italy and Portugal. And Britain's MI6 spy agency gets its first female leader. First, the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Israeli military says it's been striking surface-to-surface missile launch sites in central Iran as the conflict between the two countries continues into a fourth night. The health ministry in Tehran says 224 people have been killed since the start of hostilities on Friday. Israel on Sunday reported 10 people killed in Iranian missile strikes. Simon Hancock reports.
Israeli media suggested that the strikes, which took place early on Monday, were an attempt to thwart an anticipated Iranian missile attack on Israel. There's currently no indication that Iran has retaliated to the latest attacks, but the authorities in Israel have urged people to stay close to bomb shelters and avoid large gatherings. Earlier, Iran confirmed that the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard's Core Intelligence Unit, his deputy, and a commander had been killed in an Israeli strike on the capital Tehran. On Sunday evening, an Iranian attack on Israel wounded 8 people.
There are reports from the US that President Trump personally vetoed an Israeli plan to assassinate Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, during the current conflict, describing it as not a good idea. Mr. Trump has not commented publicly on the claims. Here's our North America editor, Sarah Smith.
One senior American official described the US position to Reuters, saying, "Have the Iranians killed an American yet? No. Until they do, we're not even talking about going after the political leadership." The Trump administration wants to keep Israel's military operation focused on degrading Iran's nuclear program in an attempt to keep it from expanding into a wider conflict across the Middle East. J. During an interview on Fox News, Mr. Netanyahu would not confirm Israel wanted to target Iran's supreme leader when he was asked directly about it.
The leaders of the G7 group of developed economies have been arriving.